Good morning. Thanks for coming, y'all. Welcome to the Big Promo Cast. Today, I'm going to talk about some a bunch of fast food holiday stuff. Actually, a bunch of holiday stuff in general that's going on. And a couple of fast food guys that are thinking outside the box.
I actually have a couple of holiday things going on, too.
Cool.
And then I also have how Ralph Lauren is going to be starting to give this really cool customer experience.
Who?
Ralph Lauren.
Oh, Ralph Lauren. Okay, cool. Anything else?
A couple of holiday things.
Oh, right. Okay, let's kick it.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
You okay over there? You look like a squirming.
Yeah, I was trying to fix my mic.
Are you in good shape?
Yeah.
All right. Everything looks fantastic online anyway. How's it going?
Not too bad. I mean, getting over being sick again, but...
When you're sick, I hate that.
I know. I get upper respiratory infections so easily.
You shouldn't do that. You should stay away. I don't recommend it. Anything interesting in your world?
Not really.
All right. I'm going to do a shout out first. I want to shout out to our veterans.
That was my shout out.
Oh, well, no, we can both do it. But I just wanted to kick that off early because it is Veterans Day. And I want to make sure that people know that we appreciate their sacrifice.
Yes, definitely.
And that's it. I just want to make sure that it does not get forgotten. So you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start.
I've never heard of this product before, but I am excited to go find it. It is called Cheese Wisps. And they are starting to have custom cheese carvings, which is, to me, I think it's like a chip. It's like a potato chip that's made of cheese.
Yeah, I think so.
But you can take, and she just called this out a second ago, Wisps can take any photo and turn it into a masterpiece. So if you have a picture of a person, I mean, look at their website's crazy. you can have a picture. I mean, it's $200. And yeah. I don't know how big that is. I don't know if that's as big as a, 3 inches tall, or if it's an inch tall, I don't know. It's still pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, it is.
And then they have some stock designs that are only $50.
Okay.
But I don't know, again, do you get one or do you get a bag of them?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I mean, it's...
Well, maybe click on one,
I'm going to find out real quick if I go to here. I mean, do you get a stack? Do you get...
Approximate size, 3 by 6 by 1.
2 pounds? There's no way you get a 2 pound hunk of cheese. Oh, maybe it is. Wow.
That's crazy.
So let's go back to this other. Where did we go? Let's go back to the custom one with somebody's head on it. How big is this? Oh, it doesn't say. Oh, yeah, it is. 3 to 4 pounds. Okay, wow, that's something.
Wow.
$200 to have your, oh man, guess what? That's pretty funny. All right. That'll be fun for Christmas.
Yeah.
For somebody. But anyway, cheese, get your cheese gift on.
Yeah.
And since there's no supply chain issues with cheese, because it's all made in the U.S., I'm assuming, they don't import it. So.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. It seems like it might be easier. But anyway. All right, that's all I have for that one.
All righty. Swiss Miss.
Okay.
Has designed an ugly sweater.
Okay.
That actually keeps your cocoa hot. So they've got an insulated pocket with a zipper.
That is so funny because I have the ultimate segue for this.
But they've got an insulated pocket with a zipper that you can stick your thermos in.
See that, yeah.
And it keeps your hot chocolate hot.
Like the thermos doesn't do it enough. They have to have this. So it's almost like a fanny pack built into a zipper that's insulated.
Yeah. It's an insulated.
Or built into a sweater. Yeah. Fanny pack built into a sweater. That's pretty cool. How much are these?
So they're $44.95, or they were before they sold out.
Of course. That's funny.
But they were available on uglychristmassweater.com.
Yeah.
Which actually gives like... It's used by a bunch of different companies that I had never heard of it before.
Oh, we can buy from them if we wanted to. If we ever wanted to do some ugly sweaters.
Huh.
But anyway, I mean, yeah, they sell to our industry if we want to do it. But nice. Anyway, that's pretty. But they also do to anybody. So
yeah.
It's their season right now, ugly sweaters. So speaking of ugly sweaters, our buddies at KFC, who we bring up from time to time here, they have released a mitten bucket hugger, which is kind of like a sweater for your chicken bucket. And it has little hand holes to put your hands in to carry your bucket to the table.
Nice. It's
pretty sweet. And this is only available today, but it's in the store. I think if you go starting November 9th through November 11th, which is today, if you order a bucket meal, you get a confirmation email to claim your own bucket hugger.
Huh.
So that's kind of festive, huh?
Yeah.
That's all I have about that. KFC ugly Christmas sweater bucket mitten
so
thing.
So crazy.
It's pretty fun.
Okie doke.
Okie doke.
So Ralph Lauren is doing something kind of cool.
All right.
At their flagship stores, they're going to be bringing in some color technology that you can actually, they're going to allow customers to dye their own shirts.
Okay. why? Okay.
So their whole thing is customer experience. Like okay. They want to bring people back into the stores.
Okay.
And they're allowing customers to do a hands-on experience, which is obviously going to bring customers back into the brick-and-mortar stores.
Cool.
They're thinking that they can start doing this as early as next year.
It seems like it'd be a mess to do it, though, but I don't know. Yeah, I just don't understand it.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the process, but I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because they've got to mess with the chemicals and the machines and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Inside a retail store in a mall? No, that's going to work. But I guess if you can do your own colors or whatever, I guess it's fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Our buddies at Arby's have come out with, this is a fun, interesting, weird thing. Flavored vodka? You've had that, right?
Yeah.
So this is crinkle and curly fries flavored vodka.
Odd. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know
that.
If it's available yet, but it just sounds horrible to me.
November 18th.
Oh, okay, cool. You're right. I could have read that, I guess. Tell me.
For
$59.99. 6 days. There it goes.
Crinkle fry flavored vodka. That's so weird.
Our buddy Bill Petrie, and he's a big meat smoker guy.
Yeah.
He says this might be good in a Bloody Mary.
Hmm.
Which may be true.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, what would you mix that with?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't make a... What did I say? A curly kamikaze or a something? What else did I say? Some kind of a curly teeny or a crinkle fry teeny? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. It just sounds horrific to me, but I'm not a vodka guy anyway. So anything vodka is bad. But anyway, yeah, I think outside the box. So anyway, since they're doing that liquor, since we were talking about liquor, our buddies at Sonic have started doing hard seltzer. And these are actually, you can get these right here in town, right here down the street. Do you ever have their ocean water?
Yeah.
I mean, limeades and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they've got these and now they've boozed them up.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
All right.
You can't buy them at a Sonic though. You have to buy them at the store, at a grocery store or a liquor store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably don't want to deal with carding you at a Sonic.
Well, the kids that work there aren't legal. You have to be a legal age to sell liquor. So
that's true.
So anyway, yeah, I thought that was funny. So people are thinking outside the box as far as stuff that they can sell, which is kind of weird, or co-brand with or whatever. I think that's kind of cool. What else you got?
Oh, so do you know what Cameo is?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So for those who don't, Cameo is a website or app that you can pay to request a personalized message from a celebrity, which is pretty awesome. I think that was genius, whoever came up with that idea.
Yep.
So,
and it also tells you how money hungry celebrities are, that they'll talk to you for $200. They'll say happy birthday to you or whatever.
So Coca-Cola has paired up with Cameo to offer messages from Santa.
Oh, well, isn't that fun?
Yeah. And what they're doing is it's a enter to win.
Yeah.
And they're going to draw random people. There are going to be 150 winners.
Okay.
That get a special message from Santa.
Huh.
And they're even doing what they're calling the chimney spot, where he sits down and they do little like blurbs with other celebrities. So other celebrities are going to pop in.
Oh, so Santa Claus and whatever.
Yeah, Santa and
somebody.
Justin Bieber or whoever.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. You know, I read a thing this is totally off topic, but I read a thing about Santa Claus. There's a shortage of Santa Clauses this year.
Really?
Because they're either retiring or, well, I don't know why, but.
Huh.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't know why there's a shortage of Santa Claus. Seems like it would be so easy just to throw on a beard and be a Santa Claus. So
yeah. And this sweepstakes thing is available through November 16th.
Okay.
So you got to do it by Tuesday if you want to get a message from Santa.
Oh. Oh, so you can't buy it. You just win it.
Right.
I bet there's guys on there selling Santa Claus things, though.
Yeah, there are.
Because there's fake Tom Cruise that for $30, he'll talk to you like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Some of them are good and some of them are not so good.
Yeah, I went on the Cameo's website and searched Santa, and there's a ton of them.
Oh, okay.
But you got to pay for those.
Sure you do, yeah.
So, yeah, this is a way to get a free message from Santa.
Isn't that nice? Well, ho, ho, ho. All right, let's move on. Anything else about that?
Nope.
Well, we were just talking about Sonic. So, and we were talking about ugly sweaters. So this didn't really tie in together, but they have launched their holiday swag collection.
Cool.
And 10% of the proceeds go to their Sonic Foundation. But they have some pretty cool holiday sweater stuff too. Or holiday stuff. I guess it's all sweaters, socks, that kind of thing. And then not to be outdone, Whataburger did the same thing. Their holiday merchandise is pajamas, which is cool.
Awesome.
Whataburger's big into the merch stuff. Come on, holiday jammies.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about all this stuff last week. I guess the only thing they added was jammies. But yeah. Anyway.
But that's pretty cool. I know a lot of people will buy new pajamas for, you know.
Oh, here we go. Christmas Here's their whole thing. Here's their whatever. Whole thing. Here's their whole thing. Socks, sweaters. $50 for a sweater is not bad for a big sweater like that.
Yeah. And it's Santa riding over a Whataburger.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa. I'm so glad that Santa's still around. Whatever. Anyway. All right. That's all I have for that.
Did you want to do that other thing that you had, the blog post?
Oh, I had brought that up because I wanted to shout out to the vets, and then you had wrote that a few days ago, whenever that was. So
yeah,
I want to call attention that it's on there, but it is today, so it's not like you can plan for it. So
true,
and you could plan for it, I guess. Recognizing your company on Veterans Day, you know, there's a bunch of good stuff on this blog though. Since we're here, let's just talk about it for 5 seconds. Best ways to deal with difficult people. Good luck with that. Employees understanding company policies, very important. And of course, we have links to all our podcast episodes and stuff like that. Oh, here's the Veterans Day thing. So there's a lot of good information on there. So you should check it out if you've got some time, need some help running your business, or want some ideas. Any shout outs besides the veteran thing? Or do you want to say something else?
Just personal shout outs to, you know, all of my family and friends who were vets. And My dad was in Desert Storm, so special shout out to him.
Cool. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I know anybody or not. Doc Rock is an Army guy. I know him. The Steve, the stained glass guy, is a Marine. I can't think of any others, but I'm sure there's a few. Oh, Miles Beecham is an Army guy. He's in the Army now. These are all some of my video people. So anyway. Okay, cool. I'm going to kill it.
Oh.
What?
Promo code.
Oh, crap. Our promo code this month is
turkey.
Oh, shoot. I was here trying to read. I should have just remembered. Duh, turkey. 5% off anything if you spend $500 and use the code turkey. And you can call us with it if you don't want to order online or whatever you want to do. So, and that's it for that.
All right.
Anything else, Amber?
No, I guess we will see you guys next week.
All right, short and sweet. I'm going to end it, fellas. Right? You cool with that?
Yeah.
Where's my button? There it is. See you later, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Big Promo Cast. The Big Promo Cast is a production of Bigger Fish, copyright 2024. This show is supported by listeners like you. We'd love a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you liked it, tell your friends. And if you didn't like it, tell your friends. You can find a link to our YouTube channel in the show notes. Our video is powered by Ecamm Live. Get a free trial at bigpromo.live/ecamm with two M's. Our podcast is hosted by Captivate.fm. Get a free trial at bigpromo.live/captivate. Thanks again for listening to the Big Promo Cast.